This morning's reading continues once again from the prophecy of the universal theocracy. The light by which heaven was made and the word by which it is governed have appeared to restore order in creation. The world of man, generated out of heaven gone astray, that lost abode of darkness fallen from grace, comes under God's judgment. Let all the races of generated existence, presently out of accord with heaven, turn to God's light and listen to the word for the sake of their souls. Even the darkest of angels heed this call. The lost races of humanity, so far removed from heavenly things, are given hope of salvation in the Son of God's righteousness that shines upon the world. Man has but to accept love of God and the helping hand of the angels of light who have come forth to assist man in this ultimate advent of appearance. The religions of the world, as guardians of God's previous revelations to the holy ones of former ages, need embrace this holy visitation from on high within their traditions, customs, languages, devotions, faith, doctrines, and worship in accordance with the law. The revelations given afresh fulfill the older religions and, above all, entrust into their care the power of God in heaven to rescue the peoples of the world who are under lesser powers that would enslave them and efface religion from the earth. The child who is servant of God is child of all religions, their protector and proclaimer. Let all religions heed the will of God. Let all religions accept God's gift, a blessing of light that acts as shield against oppressive and evil powers that even now conspire against them and would let loose a reign of terror. Let all religions look to the guardian of the revelations for instruction and fellowship, searching their own scripture for confirmation of the child to come in the end times of the world. God, as peacemaker, would unite all religions into one true religion. Both the Son and the child are unifying principles. This is God's will. All who would seek salvation from on high must live as did the child on earth. By so doing, they will be able to reflect to the Son. God is not endeared to the arrogant or vain. From those who will not accept the child or the Son, God will not receive prayers or offerings. God will descend upon the spirits and souls of those who do accept the child and the Son, and he will comfort them. Exemplification of the child is an act of universality which prepares one to live the way under the Son. And one who lives the way is prepared to behold the light of God's appearance under the new covenant. God has removed from the veil of the face of the Son so that the righteous and good may see the image and hear the word. Only the righteous have eyes to see. Only the good have ears to hear. Those of wickedness and evil neither see nor hear. Though they stand before the sun from sunrise to sunset, God will neither reveal his face nor hear their appeals. He will neither shine on them nor speak to them. God shines equally on every living creature on the face of the earth. He would that every person look upon his image and hear his word. Each and every person is free to live the way of God or those ways of the world. But no one escapes the judgment of God now manifest in the light shining over the world. God would that everyone live a righteous and good life for the sake of one soul. Being absolute in the righteousness of his goodness, God's reign under sovereign law, he would that no person be ignorant of his appearance and law. God has therefore ordained that the peacemakers of the church instruct the whole world, so that people everywhere might be informed of the new laws decreed by God in his appearance. Let all earthly powers know that he who sets a hand against the peacemakers, either in heaven or on earth, will fall under judgment of soul and spirit. Those who offend the peacemakers on earth may escape earthly judgment, but none will escape the heavenly judgment that follows them to their grave in unforgiving justice. No earthly power, no army, no might of any kind can withstand the power of God set against all darkness and evil. God's power is irresistible, and the fire of his justice unquenchable. His is an all-conquering light. The light of God's justice is manifest in the sun. God, as peacemaker from heaven, has set the light of the sun as a sword of justice against all evil on earth. His righteous and good peacemakers on earth may use this sword in the sun as a source of power by which to oppose darkness. The judgment of God has come. Were it not for its coming, the earth with its peoples would have perished by darkness and evil. God comes to rule those of light and not those of darkness. God comes to save the good from the dark, in order that the good might live in peace forever. If darkness and evil not be destroyed by the coming of light, a light so bright that nothing save light can exist, then salvation of souls is meaningless. For the dark, like evil, corrupts. Thus all darkness and all evil must be put away for all time. The new world under God's light shall be governed neither by darkness nor by man's earthly governments, but by God from heaven. Let the children born of the seed of light, as little children of a new race, turn to their Creator in heaven. And let God's righteous go forth into the world, teaching all peoples and nations of God's bountiful blessings shed on earth from heaven. And God will dwell with his new people, a theocratic nation under the law of heaven. And God shall put down all other nations by lessening their powers for the sake of the good. God comes as Redeemer, Savior, Lawgiver, and Peacemaker. God will restore those made in his image, as he has restored the image of himself, which shines in heaven like a great light. Let those who would be restored in this image look upon the image of his firstborn thought, which is truth of spirit. The material universe, made in the image of darkness, shall pass away as must its maker, never to appear again as the cause of suffering, pain, loss, and death. The source of new beginning is the image and the word manifest as law, an orderly process of renewal. This new beginning is a sign that the end of the world is near, an ending brought on by due and rightful process of heavenly law. God is supreme judge over supernatural law, a divine force constant in creation that supersedes natural and man-made law. Let the human race return to God's law, for being unlawful creatures born of the seed of darkness, they are ignorant of heavenly law and stand as lawbreakers, condemned in the light of God's new laws, that were proclaimed by his messenger and servant, the child, and revealed by the light of justice. God rules the spirit. Only spirit knows God. God speaks to the light spirit of every human in whom also dwells the dark spirit, which is held in bondage to evil incarnate in matter. If humans would embrace God, let them eat of the bread of heaven, God's light given as food of the spirit, which reborn as a living soul is the image of God. Image lives on the one image, God's light, and is nurtured on the word come as lawful truth and not upon any other substance in heaven or on earth. No one lives without rebirth. Let the children of God take communion of bread and water in fellowship as a sign of their unity in God and in acceptance of the child who symbolizes this rebirth. And God will endow the plate and the cup with blessings within the lawful community. After communion of bread and water, the true bread of the image and the true water of the word can be received into the spirit that will become illuminated by the image and enlightened by the word. Once illuminated and enlightened, the reborn soul must live the way of God's law in devotion to unity of religion, which is neither expressed by age-old rite or ceremony, nor by faith or ordinary prayer, but rather through the enactment within each respective religion of the new way, which is the imitation of the light and the word as ordained. Let all reborn souls accept the yoke of the law and the robe of the way as symbols of authority and freedom bestowed by God. And laboring among their own people, let them be dedicated to liberation of the races of humanity under God's lawful rule. The word is the law. The image empowers that law. Order, unity, and community perpetuate on earth God's rule from heaven. God's image and word are manifest in the spiritual sun, lit in heaven and observed on earth by the ordained. The spiritual sun is eightfold in appearance. The sun of righteousness first, the sun of judgment second, the sun of justice third, the sun of peace fourth, the sun of enlightenment fifth, the sun of resurrection sixth, the sun of salvation seventh, and the sun of truth eighth. God is good. God is love. God rules by divine law. Those who would know God must live the way. That is, they must live in imitation of the eight appearances and in imitation of God and the law. Those reborn as image of God and filled with his word are one with God who has revealed this prophecy. And we will now have the blessings.